Yes, now welcome once again to another package, another arrangee world on CARICOM on top of Euroballians. This one at the Matter World, they always talk about everything European football has to take happen over the weekend. And also, sometimes we project enter the future, wait if it happen for front. This is now from the stables, from the house of Football Republic. And they will be inside studio here to give now every way happen over the weekend. Best of analysis. And I did with my guys inside the studio. And then with Jovita, aka Sexy Joe, and I also deal with Honor Kala Onyebuchi, aka Laba Laba Master.
Buchi, Buko,
and Boku Shapali, make I start with Buchi, because recently he been tell us he no be Arsenal fan, say him not just supporter.
I'm back,
but all of a sudden,
I'm back.
Things are now rosy for Arsenal, and the prodigal son is back home. Arsenal beating Leeds by 4-1. No Aubameyang. Martinelli rising up to the occasion.
Timmy, I'm gonna clarify this thing, please. I come out when Arsenal is
No, but you say you are just a supporter.
Now I'm back full time.
You are a fair weather friend.
Because no, Timmy, I pay my dues to Arsenal.
Fair weather friend.
That Arsenal win 4-1. Honestly, for me, I don't expect Arsenal to win 4-1. Even as I won't win, at least I see like 2-1, 2-0. But Arsenal win complete fantastic, good football. Like, again, like I tell you, the record, 11 shots on target of first half. The last way it happened, now back in 2-3, 2-4. For us, the team say, those have been passed, those have been create chance. They can't create chance anyhow. And like you talk, without Aubameyang, Arsenal top striker, man, they're crazy. And young boys, Bob, Martinelli, step up. That go away and lead score. Now, say Ben White, do nonsense. Go make nonsense tackle. Now, make them score. Arsenal totally dominate the game. And this is not a good time to be an Arsenal fan. They're proud. Corners number one, Ajegunle inbred since day one. Now would they win top four? Wow. Setting on Arsenal.
Thank you.
We are back.
Thank you.
Like we never left.
Sexy Joe coming to you. Arsenal form, they are very good right now. 3 games in 3, they don't win all the 3 matches, and that one don't push them to the top 4 standings. Right now, with the look, say maybe Arsenal don't come back, maybe Arsenal if he finally had a push for that top 4, because they don't use at least 4 points now to take the gap West Ham, even though say West Ham get some games in hand, maybe just a game in hand actually. But for Mikel Arteta, this kind of form Nango won't maintain for this festive period, and also going into January and February, maybe say Arsenal they always flock, but most times Ingo won't try to maintain this form so that top 4 at least Ingo get them.
You know, say one thing where Mikel Arteta they try to be say, if you no go fit beat the big boys, use the smaller ones, they get points. We be say you need to get, because you don't see what they don't do now. They try get point, they don't get point from West Ham, get from Leeds United, and they still they get from Southampton too. They get a point. So now waiting matter be that, because if you know, say your hand no reach for some certain place where your hand reach, you sew your cloth according to the way we say it takes here, and now waiting you don't do be that. So if they feel continue to get these 3-3 points from other teams, and because the big boys don't show say they no go forget anything of them, it's still something. Because now how many big boys we get there at the top 4 teams, when you count how many points if you get out of them compared to the ones we say if you get from the other teams, so in they make the most of what in gets.
Making most of what in get, hopefully Arsenal go fit maintain this their form for the season. But Buchimo Kushapali talk about Chelsea and while we didn't get right now, because their last 2 matches where they don't play, now draw they don't get, and that's one they mean say they drop off that title chasing pack the likes of Manchester City, the likes of Liverpool. For Chelsea, he calls for worry this time around, because before this match, to Kelvin, they complain, say they've been write letter go to, meet to Premier League
and then deny
say him. Their players get COVID, but then deny them. Shane are the players where they outside of the squad, now they cost them, no, they score goals, or Tuchel need to rechange in tactics.
I think Chelsea, they go through a small a gallop. It happened to every club right there. When they see them this season, Chelsea, nobody Chelsea of last season. It happened because some of these players need to adapt to one or two. And also Tuchel too need to adapt. The irony about them is saying come England, come win more. When you win Champions League, they expect you to do more and more and more right there. But honestly, I look Chelsea squad, 5 players on the bench, 2 goalkeepers. No. I think the FA, yes, they make their rules, say 16 players, they feel your match must surely go on. If they make Ante Chelsea, they must win their game, because they unfair to other clubs where they play, even when they get each. I think they need to like rewrite the issue. I said they go meet today to discuss one or two things right there. And they need to like look to these clubs and their complaints too, because COVID-19, honestly, they hit into some clubs. And you don't hammer Chelsea where and it goes like six first team out of the squad.
Yeah.
Very funny.
What is good for Uganda is good for Kenya.
Mm. You know, they understand English. You hear what talk.
You are the follow talk.
You won't attack me now.
I won't attack
you. No, she won't attack me now.
No, she won't attack
me. And for that,
why
are you
giving conscience the worry?
Thank you.
Normally, that's what she won't
attack. What is good for Uganda is good for Kenya. Last season, we see Liverpool injury worries. And we see how it take a
now, injury not be COVID.
What's the difference? No, the illness.
Yeah, what's the difference? Are you kidding me?
What's the difference? Injury, some players, they
are
out.
You kidding me?
Van Dijk, they out. For how many
smoking?
Weeks? This COVID now, you even
sexy,
think you'll come back.
You disappoint me.
For almost how many
weeks?
So,
you disappoint me.
Sexy Joe.
What's even
injury,
disappoint
I'm
for
here? Are you
what
kidding
is good
me?
For Uganda is good for Kenya.
What's wrong with
United, we'll play Arsenal which day. Nobody said we shouldn't get
injury.
Calm down. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that because now Chelsea. Don't tell me that.
What is for nonsense?
What is good for Uganda? It's good for Kenya.
I don't tell you, no agree here. At least this one go quiet.
Nine talk pass. Nine talk pass.
He don't do.
Nine talk pass.
He don't do. Bucci.
What if I don't feel comparable?
You can't.
What if I don't feel comparable?
Moving on.
Sexy
Joe, Moku talk sharply about
Manchester.
Educator
now. No, she can't. She did. Mm-hmm. It's wrong information they give audience now.
You don't do.
You're wrong information.
And I say you don't do.
After Madrid,
you know, allow me to do my point where we.
You're an educator. I go come back with an injury.
What you allow
it
me to talk about finish?
Yes, sir.
It makes no sense.
Moving on
to
the matter we concern Manchester City. And Sexy Joe coming to you. Newcastle against Manchester City.
So,
then win their match. Liverpool drop points.
Bucci, COVID and injury.
You're choler red card.
No, you don't.
You're choler red card.
Give me 30 seconds.
Sexy Joe, coming to Liverpool, then drop points against Tottenham Hotspur 2-2. You're in club, they complain, say the referee don't like Paul Tierney.
No time when no they complain. For the past how many seasons now, complain with the hear from your head club. He should first his work. First the work where they're calling for and leave complain alone. After all, not be only Liverpool dead there. Not be everybody referee they favor for inside the English Premier League. We get so many referees like that where we say, maybe one thing or the other. Then they said to blow the way they want blow. Make it leave them to do their work. Every time we say things no go the way we say Liverpool want, your club go come out, begin the yana pata. Which kind of pata be that one now? He should take it the way where he see him. After all, not be every time things they favor any team. It gets sometimes a team go come out to come play and the rules go against them. The referee go play against them. What he make them do? Unless now that kind of referee where Real Madrid where they collect Harper Park at the end of the day come blow anyhow.
Thank you, Abuchi.
This person where they beside me, I don't know the person.
Okay.
I don't know the person
because beside me.
Hits the nail on the head.
Don't tell me to hit any nail on the nail.
Because we don't have time.
See.
I go cut you short again.
If you look at Liverpool, Tottenham must play match.
Yeah.
Club make good points.
Oh, we are.
See that tackle where came Michael Robertson. Why not the complaint when they make we say you check VAR when Robertson doing tackle on Emerson? Why you not check VAR when Kane to Robertson? Easy question when they ask. Why you not check VAR? And we don't see so many times in England.
So now you come make and talk say Paul Tierney you don't like him.
No, he said see what he talk. I don't get issue with any other referee. Now only you I get issue with.
So you don't like him.
And let's be honest, but Tierney a very poor average coach. Referee.
Eh?
Very poor. In fact, all the referees were England. No. All the referees were England. No, they don't get sense.
Timmy, okay, thank you. This same podcast, now we come here that day. What's it does?
No.
Referee go take decision on his Yogi own
club.
Discretion.
Leave Yogi Club.
Yogi Club should go and find Obere Che and sit
maybe
down.
The same Yogi Club we talk say, now Breeze no make them. Breeze no make them win match.
The same Yogi Club we talk say, our tournament will be the AFCON. Now little. In fact, now
let's call little.
Little tournament.
Guys, move on.
No, you don't call little.
Little tournament. Now what is little is little. Small is what? Little. Brief is what? Little.
You don't do.
Little.
Moving on to the next segment. Niger star player and the goal king of the week. Which Chapeli Chuk I put for that one. Kenneth Omeruo, number one on the list. Because after a very long time, the last time when score goal, you guys go back to February of this year. Now, last time when score goal be that, Kenneth Omeruo score one of the goals. Paul Onuachu, and another goal scorer, in score after a very long time, too. I remember him being scored for Thursday, too, for one of their midweek matches or so. Zaidu Sanusi, too, they on the score sheet. For in club Porto, and they're talking about other players. Then we follow score goal for inside the matter for this week. You guys talk about Josh Maja. We return to Bordeaux after him being come out from Fulham, and also you guys still talk about Samuel Chukwueze scoring his first goal for Villarreal for inside La Liga, and also Kevin Akpoguma. And I go ask the guys now inside the studio with me who will be the best of the players, Nigerian players, where they abroad, we score over this weekend. Who will be your goal king? I mean, I start with Bucci.
You know what, now for me today, I don't want to pick anybody. I want to celebrate everybody. Because we get six Nigerian boys who score goals. You know, easy to score. You know, easy. Upon one, they come back in a basketball for a long time, scoring two games. Samuel Chukwueze, that one, Jowenge, don't come score. Omeri, you don't take away and score. Josh Maja, too. These are players who say, you don't take away and score, and they can't score. So it goes wrong for me to pick one. Celebrate all. One Nigeria.
Celebrate all.
In as much as Nanyuku here, they celebrate everybody. No, besides, no follow celebrate, too. But I go pick out Kenneth Omeri.
Hey, your brother, now.
He don't say.
That's your
don't
win.
He don't say where don't say market. Yes, for a defender, he don't say. But I happy say he scored that winning goal for him side and of course help them get that point. So I go go for Omeru. But as he rightly said, we go celebrate our players because it's not easy to score. As, yes.
Guys, we don't get time. Moving on to the matter as he consign. Yes, one on one. Bucci go see Koleka last. No wonder they thought they don't recognize your coaching license. still talking about one-on-one today, Pep Guardiola just over the weekend in set some milestone and now people don't they talk plenty about the same man. Most win in a calendar year, 34 wins. Most goals in a calendar year, 106 goals for a team. And you want to talk, say, Manchester City, that they try to rewrite the Premier League history. And now people don't they talk, say, Shady's coach, not the best of all time. Shady's coach, not the best of all times. So we don't see in terms of coaches them. From Ferguson to Jose Mourinho to Johan Cruyff, all of them.
Never.
Now, the question why they ask my guy inside the studio.
Never.
I hope say Bucci will get points today.
Never.
But make I start with the man where they say never, never.
Never.
Oh, yeah.
See, Timmy, football don't be how many years old. We don't see great coaches come and go. But when you Pep Guardiola, who is Pep Guardiola?
Hey!
Saying win Champions League for Barcelona. Saying come be local champion for Bayern Munich. Local for Manchester City. All the money with the gear for Bayern Munich. You know win Shingbai. In the Bayern Munich. You know win Champions League. One, you heck is come back with Champions League. With your own team. In come Manchester City now. They don't get everything when you want. Now coach will be saying, now local champion in B. For at past 6-7 years, local champion. What are you telling me? So no call him good manager. No saying be the best of all time. What do you mean?
I beg to disagree.
Wait, if you call Ronaldo, Messi, great all time, they say no. Put on play ball for them. When they retire before you call him name. No, they call the terminal.
I beg to disagree. All this away they walla popo. I beg to disagree. Yes.
Are you go walla popo? Are you go walla popo nonsense?
The boy like Pepsi, they want nonsense. They want evaporate.
Like popo, when they put for fire, when they rise. I beg to disagree with them. Pep Guardiola. Don't do waiting. Most managers know for those things. Even Sir Alex Ferguson, where we say spent 26, no, 26 years spent from Manchester United.
Yes.
How many? In fact, this calendar year, this is the way you talk now. You know, get them. Most goals for inside there, you know, get them. Because this guy don't surpass, don't break all those records. Yes! He don't break them, he don't surpass them. For your first Champions League, yes, he win two with Barcelona. We see what he do with Bayern Munich. Win all the whole cup for inside. Not only Champions League where
no win.
Right or wrong?
Why no win now?
Now he come England, the whole cup where they England, he don't win now.
Why no win Champions
League? So which other coach go tell me, say,
okay,
at this point,
the floor is open for you.
Look at champions! Look at champions!
Less than 10 years. Sir Alex Ferguson spent 26 years. This guy spent less than 10 years. Take achievement this one. Now you come here, they belittle the achievement.
We get men.
Hey,
relax.
The truth of the matter, where sexy you they talk.
Why you spot them?
No, I don't support
her. Why did they bring up points?
She didn't make points.
Why did they bring up points?
Because this same man.
You are biased.
This same man where they talk to me. You are biased.
I don't answer your question.
Yeah, if you don't answer. If you don't answer, she will answer.
What is Caesar?
You don't want to make your point.
Make
your point.
This man don't leave him mad.
Because he don't want to give me any points.
Which other manager don't achieve what this guy achieved? Not even Jose Mourinho.
Call her now. Put your mark on paper now. Call the achievements.
Now you go call now. Who's Alex Ferguson?
Call the achievements.
Who's Alex Ferguson? Which other player? Which other coach? Don't do what it is.
You don't remember when I'm buying. You took
less than 10 years.
So he don't get trophies to show.
What trophy? What that trophy?
Basically, when don't win two Champions League in history? How many Alex Ferguson win? Which other person don't win like that?
Zidane win three.
Zidane win three. Zidane, baby, under one boy.
guy of Pep Guardiola. Zidane is the one guy of Pep Guardiola.
Guardiola is a boy. What do you mean by that?
Thank you very much, guys.
He's a boy. What does he know?
Thank you very much, guys.
What does he know?
Thank you.
Osine Guavon could Pep Guardiola. Osine Guavon.
Asking who?
Pep Guardiola.
What did I say?
He's the coach of Super Eagles.
Your point is noted.
The only thing what Pep Guardiola never win. Now
what cup? Coach of
Super Eagles. If he win World Cup now, who the coach of Arsenal?
Sexy Joe.
Are you serious?
Okay. Sexy Joe. Please, get out of my show.
That's all.
Please, yeah, please go.
Go come meet me for our side.
Thank you.
Go come meet me for our side.
Thank you, thank you.
I don't make my point.
Thank you, please go. See you next year.
I don't know, thank you.
See you next year. Thank
make
you.
It match.
Please go away, go away. Yes, now here we go end the matter for Euroball answer for today. As we don't give now all the latest from inside Obodo Europe. But till I turn again next time. I mean, I remember saying I still feel to subscribe to our channel, Football Republic NG, Republic with the K. And I remember say yes, click that notification button so that you go feel they get all our videos once we don't upload them on top of YouTube. And my guys themselves don't already make sure say yes, Christmas season, everything go make sense for everybody. And the prayer, and I say, when we meet again, that to still celebrate the good things we don't get during the season. Enjoy the rest of the week, also enjoy the rest of the year, enjoy your team as they win, and also make sure say you follow Football Republic for every social media handle. Till I enter on our place again and enter on our faces again, my name is Gotanda Simi, the pigeon commentator of the Federal Republic, signing out. Now, bye bye. Football Republic.